Okay, we're on Daf Hey, on the third line, from the top on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. There are two dots over there. Rami Rishlakish, right, you have it, Rami Rishlakish? Rami Rishlakish, asked the following question, Al Ma'ohi, while he was on his stomach, Bei Midrasha, in the base of Medrash. Actually says, Shochiv Al Bitno, he was lying on his stomach, Panav Klatei Karka, with his face to the ground, I don't know what that means. Rishlakish on his stomach, I don't know. Anyway, either way, that's not the Iker. The Iker is that he asked the following question. Umakshi, he asked the following question. What do we say in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah we said that there are certain most Karbana, except for a Chatas and except for a Karban Pesach, if they're brought mistakenly, it's okay, but the owner doesn't get what he's supposed to get out of the Karban. It's supposed to be a Kapara, it doesn't happen. But, does it have to be removed from the Mizbeah? No. It doesn't have to be removed from his back. It's not a puzzle of carbon in that sense. It's just, it didn't do what it was meant to do for the owner. Okay? Except for a chatas and a pesach, the whole thing is no good. But if it's every other carbon, it's okay. The fact that it was done mistakenly, what's the mistake? Either for the wrong guy or for the wrong carbon in mind. It's okay. You can stay up there on the mizbeach. It's okay. Just doesn't affect the owner. That doesn't make any sense. Rami Rishlakish, Mashi, in Ksherimim, if it's a kosher carbon, year two, let it work. Let it be effective for the owner. Vim in Maratzin, and if it doesn't be effective, it's not effective, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, Lama Bayan, so why are you bringing it? Why would it be okay? What kind of dichotomy, what kind of split is it? It's good in terms of those kapanos, but it's not good for getting you the kapar. Why? I don't know. We're going to touch on that a little bit later on Amud Beis. Right, we're going to touch on that on Amud Beis. But you hear Rish Lakish's question? How can it half work? Good question. That's Rish Lakish's question. I'm a little Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says to Rish Lakish, what's the big deal? We have such a thing. We have such a thing where a carbon can be brought after Misa. Now, as Rashi points out, there's no such thing as kapara after Misa. Why? Because the person's already dead. Shabayim l'achar Misa, shame ksherin, it's kosher, but by the way, the ain't maratzin. It doesn't work. What kind of case is that? Ditnan, following Mishnah, ha'isha, when a woman, yoledet, has a baby, she has to bring a chatas and an ola. Okay? Two karbanos. So ha'isha, sheviya chatasa, she brings umesa, but she dies. She has someone else bring it for her. Umesa, and she dies. Yavou yarshin. By the way, we said that she could bring it. She can bring it. As far as she can go, she brings it. Anyway, yavou yarshin olasa. Her yarshin will bring the ola for her. Okay? Now, what do you see? She's dead. They're bringing a carbon. It can't be a kapara. Whatever that ola is supposed to do for her can't do because she's no longer alive. Yet they could bring it. And by the way, ola but ola sa umesa, if she brought the ola first and then died, lo yavu yarshim chatasa. The yarshim can't bring a chatas. That they can't do. Why? Because a chatas, when the baal dies, is one of the five chatases that can't be brought. Right? Now, toss is the whole discussion, which one do you bring first? As a general rule, the ola for the chatas doesn't make a difference, but this is the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if she brings the chatas and then she dies, the ola can be brought anyway. What do you see? Okay, by the way, it happens to be that if she brings the ola first, she can't bring the yarshim can't bring the chatas. But that's because the chatas rule. That's a different reason why not. Because Hilchas chatas doesn't allow it. But what do you see? If the chatas is brought first, she can bring the ola. The yarshim can bring the ola. So what does that do? What does the ola do? She's already passed away. What does the ola do? What does it do? I don't know. But whatever it does, it's still mutter to bring it. Says Rabbi Eliezer, it's the same thing over here. You brought the carbon. Reuven's carbon was brought for Shimon. What it does for Reuven and Shimon, I don't know. But it's okay. So you see, we have a model. So by the way, first of all, that Tyrus HaKodesh asked, why is this Mishnah better than our Mishnah? Why is this Mishnah better than our Mishnah? This Mishnah says that if a woman brings a chatas, the Yarshim bring an ola. Why? It's same kasha Rish Lakish has could be asked on this Mishnah too. What's this Mishnah better? How's this Mishnah right? You hear the kasha? What's this Mishnah better?
So the HaKodesh answered,
because this is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we know that the Ola can be brought by the Yarshim even though she's passed away, as long as she brought the chatos. So once we know that you can, how do we know? We just know. So once we know that, why wouldn't it apply to every other case? That's his answer to Rish Lakish. Now, look at the Tosfos of first Tosfos of Haggah. You see Haggah, Matzinu, Bon Lachamisa, Shaksherin, Ve'en Maratzin. You see that Tosfos? You see it there? Right? What was Rabbi Eliezer's answer? Rabbi Eliezer's answer was, we're comparing Misa to Lo Lishma. Just like Misa, the carbon is okay, even though it doesn't do anything. Why? Because the person's dead. So too, Shlo Lishma, and we know that works. So too, Shlo Lishma also. Shlo Lishma, it was bought Shlo Lishma. It doesn't do anything for the Baal, but it's okay. So I just had a kasha. What kind of carbon is this? How can this be brought? What do you mean? We have a Misa, no problem. Here, you got that? Vim Tomar, how could you compare Misa to Lo Lishma? What kind of comparison is that? Hani Lo Alu. I would say that in the case of Shlo Lishma, the whole thing is no good. Avol Boim La'achar Misa Alu Lagamri Hushem Chova. But if someone died, of course you could bring that carbon. So Shaila, why? Is machlokas now. The lamanda amar shibuda da oraita. She owes that carbon. The skioledes owes the carbon. She owes it. Right? Therefore what? She owes the carbon. She's forced to bring this carbon. Now, the machlokas, if shibuda's da oraita or if shibuda's da rabbana. This is no different than the yarshin paying off the debt of their parents. That's all it is. Right? Someone passes away. The guy, by the way, you know, your father owed me $100. Oh, really? You have shtar? Here's my shtar. Here's $100. No problem. I told this. She owed it to the base of Mikdash. She owed it. What's the difference? She owes it to the neighbor. She owes it to the base of Mikdash. Bim hoya carbon nifsal. Hoya shud zikukin lahavi acher. Let's say there's something wrong with the carbon. There's a woman that set aside a carbon and then she passed away. And this carbon's no good. The yarshim have to bring another carbon. Why? She owes it. And even if you hold that there's no such obligation like this, midaraita at least, there's no such obligation in hifrish shneim achrayim. Sometimes people would donate. I mean, they talk a little bit. Sometimes people would donate two karbanos. Or they do that in case one got a mum, the other one was a security. Let's call that right. People used to do that. They donate two karbanos. So let's say someone did that in nifsa harishon chervan hakavis hasheni. The one's no good. You bring the second one. Nimsa, what comes out? The Ela Achar Misa Maratzin L'Inyan She'ol Moshem Chova, right? I'm sorry, Nimsa, the Boy La Achar Misa Maratzin L'Inyan She'olayim Moshem Chova. You're, even though the person's dead, you're forced to bring it. So what do you mean? Just like Achar Misa, it doesn't do anything, but you can bring it. So too, by She'ol Shema, doesn't do anything, but you can bring it. It's just, what kind of comparison is that? Achar Misa, they have to bring it. They have no choice. The death. He had no debt. Let's talk to this question. Hashem came b'shili kodesh. Now you tell me what you think of this answer. Yesh lomar, somebody called makom. No, nevertheless, demayin ksas la'adadi. Now they're comparable a little bit. How? In what way? Le'inyan de'ein meratzin ritzli gomor. There's no, by the case of the misa, it's not ritzli gomor. True, they have to bring it. They have no choice. They owe it. It's not ritzli. Denka parlamix. Balav barchiv habahu. The person who's chayav to bring it's not bringing it. Habahu. Elishan it's chayav michayim. You have to bring it when you're alive. Vashini kodesh barlam nami ain reach a gomor. And a changing of the wrong person or the wrong intent, shalom shema, is also not reach a gomor. What's Tosa's question and what's his answer? Right? So. That's the reason I did the Torah. It's even something so brilliant. There's two reasons why you bring a carbon. When you bring a carbon, there are two issues going on here. First of all, you have a chiyuv to bring a carbon. A person has a chiyuv to bring a carbon. He does a chet by mistake. He has a chiyuv to bring a carbon. That chiyuv is on the gavra. The chiyuv to bring it. He promises to bring it, he has to bring it. A woman has a baby, she has to bring her bonus. A guy wants to bring a shlomim, he promises he has to bring it. One thing. There's a second thing. Unrelated issue. The unrelated issue is what the carbon does to you. Or what it does for you. It's meras to you, it gives you kapara, it gives nachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a separate thing. It's a totally separate thing. Right? The unrelated thing. One, I have an obligation to bring a carbon. And second thing is, what it does for me. Two unrelated things. Right? You hear that? So Tosas's question was, how can you compare a carbon that comes? I'll read it inside. How can you compare an after Misa carbon to a carbon brought Shelo Lishma? Right? Why? Because if it's not brought Lishma, you're missing both factors. It's not for me, it didn't accomplish my duty, and it does nothing for me. However, if you bring it for a person who died, yes, the second, the kapara aspect, the ritzi aspect is lacking. But at least it's brought for the right person. At least the person fulfilled their duty. They fulfilled the obligation to bring a carbon. The woman was a yoledet, she had a chiyuv. Okay, so she died. So at least you fulfill a duty. She had a chiyuv to bring it, you brought it for her. The ritzi, okay, so there's no ritzi. That second aspect, that mystical aspect, so lacking that one. At least you brought it for the right person. Here, number, there's missing both things. Number one, it's the wrong person. And number two, it's not even... You don't have number one, you sure don't have number two. If you don't have number one, you don't have number two. You brought for the wrong person. It can't be a ritzi for you. It can't do anything for you. That's for sure. But that's what this question was. Such a brilliant answer what this question was. Buy a yoledet. At least you got one of them. Hey, you don't have anything. Zero. The wrong person. You have zero. Reuven brought, oh, we had mine for Shimon. The wrong person, and it doesn't do anything for me. What's going on here? That's tough. How can you compare the two? They're two totally different things. That's the question. What's the answer? So the Nesivos explains that his answer was, where am I? His answer was, this is a little bit of a stretch, since a carbon brought for Yoledet doesn't do any retweet, it doesn't do any ritui. It's just like a carbon shelo lishma, which also doesn't do any ritui. That was Rabbi Eliezer's question.
Like that answer?
Since the Yoledet is lacking aspect number two, so too the Achamis is also lacking aspect number two. So it's a fair question. Number one, is totally different.
All
right. The question is so much stronger than the answer. Right? But anyway, this idea is going to be rejected anyway. So that was Shlomish had a question. How could this work? And Rabbi Eliezer says, what's the big deal? We have it by Misa, Achar Misa, what's the big deal? Right? You got it? That's what we're up to. We just started. Did not, we said the mission already. So Amalei sends Shlomish back to Rabbi Eliezer, Nah, Madina Lacha Ba'ola. By an Ola, I agree with you. I agree with you that the comparison to Misa is a good comparison. To Isil Achar Misa, because it could come after Misa. Asham, my question was about an Asham. Dilo Asi La'achar Misa, that can't be brought after Misa. Why? Because it's compared to Chatas. Just like a Chatas can't be brought Achar Misa, neither can an Asham. The difference is, a Chatas, we leave to die. And an Asham, we let it get a mum. That's going to be a number B. We let it get a mum. Okay? So, but it can't be brought. That's my Kasha, Benolon. How do you know that would be kosher without any ritui? A Malay says, Rabbi Eliezer back, Hare machlokos echa betido. Right? That's the machlokos in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, afa asham. Rabbi Eliezer said, asham also possible. Exactly. Rashi said that. Once you die, you already have a kapara. So what are you getting a kapara for? So Rishalka says, of course I know that. I know that thing by your letters. I knew that, dude.
I'm asking about an asham. Says Rabbi Eliezer, wait a minute, that's machlokes. That's machlokes. That you're the person to say such a tam chacham? What kind of answer is that? It's a machlokes. I'm not asking according to the minority opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. I want to bet the Tanakhama. Who said that an asham yes works? Right? Tanakhama says an asham yes works. The only one not, chazos and pesach. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, not an asham also. So Rabbi Shlokes says, I know the din by your Ola. I'm asking by an asham. Says Rabbi Eliezer the Amora to Rabbi Shlokes. Rabbi Eliezer the Mishnah says that. Yeah, he's a Daf Yachid. I'm not asking because of Daf Yachid. You know something? You're the Talmud Chacham? I'm not Mishnah Shlema. I'm talking about the Mishnah. I'm talking about the whole Mishnah. Not the Martel Rabbi Eliezer. Are you bringing me some lone Shita? Ella, rather, I'm a Rish Lakish. I'll give you the answer. Linafshoi to my nefesh. I'll give you the right answer. The right answer is, it's a pasuk we had yesterday, 2 days ago. Motzi Shifasecha, right? The pasuk starts off talking about a neder, right? And ends off talking about it. The pasuk says, Motzi Shifasecha Tishmar. Whatever you say, whatever comes out of your mouth, guard that. Whatever promise you make, guard that. And the pasuk continues, Vasita Kashen Nadarto Lashem Elokecha. Whatever neder you make to God, you keep that neder. Nedava Hashem Debarta Bicha. The nedava that you made with your mouth. Right? So we had that. What kind of pasuk is it? A neder and a nedava, two different things. One is where you make a promise on yourself, I will bring a carbon. And the other one is, that carbon, I'll bring that animal right over there. And what if that animal dies? I'm pasuk. If I make the promise on me, I'm not pasuk. What kind of pasuk is it? So the Gemara said 2 days ago that from here you see that if it can't be one, it becomes the other. If the, for whatever reason it can't be a neder, why? Why can't it be a neder? Because the Kohen had the wrong machshava. He brought it for the wrong person, or shalol lishma. So it turns into a nedava. So what do you see? Same thing with an asham. I wanted to bring an asham. So Rabbi Eliezer, that's the author of the Mishnah, says that's no good. Why is that no good? It's compared to chata. But says the Shlokas, I'm an excellent point to him. I'm asking for everybody else. Why would? What kind of halfway working is this? And the answer is, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says that we allow this halfway working. It's not totally no good. It doesn't do anything for you because it's the wrong carbon. But the pasuk says if it's not an edus, make it an adava. Not an ashem. So whatever they wanted to the brit, so it's good. It's a valid carbon. What happens to me? You didn't get what you're supposed to get out of it. That's all. Good, right? Hine adava nederhu. How can it be both? And the answer is Kedil El. We said that already. We explained that already, that if it can't be one, it turns into the other one. So what do you see? All karbanos that are brought to the wrong intent, the wrong person, at the end of the day, it's all good. It doesn't do anything for you, but it's good. How do you know? It's a pasuk. Hesed and chazah, those are different. We'll get to that, why they're different. You can never make it foolish. Once you promise, you can't make it foolish. Right, unless they get the mook. But we're talking about in the world of carbono. We're switching it from carbon A to carbon B. It's simple to ask, when it's brought, what is it brought as? Carbon A or carbon B? So that, on another base, we're going to get to that. Okay? It's a pasuk. Exactly, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, if you bring a neder, it's good for a nedava. How can it be a neder? How can it be a nedava? Two different things. The answer is, yeah, you brought a neder. And somehow there was a mishap and someone's, and kind of made a mistake and they brought it for the wrong person. It's an adab, it's okay, it's fine. It doesn't do what you were supposed to accomplish. What? His question is, it's a pasuk. Once it's a pasuk, what could you argue? You can't argue in the Torah. There's no logic in a lot of things in Judaism. What can we do? Right, the answer is, the pasuk permits, if you bring a carbon with the wrong machshava, it's okay. You can stay up on the mizbeah. A chas has to come off. A pesach has to come off. Every other carbon can stay there. You got to bring another one because it didn't do what it was supposed to do for you. But it's okay. Okay? Have to bring another one, but the point is it can stay up there. Right. Yosef, Rav Zeir, Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Yosef, Abaya, Gabayahu, Yosef, Kavri, Kasha, Lele, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish had a kasha. Everyone's just smoothing around. Right? Which we heard, Rish Lakish had a kasha. Right? Kasha, Lele, Rish Lakish, Asham. Rish Lakish had a, what was bothering Rish Lakish? The Asham bothered him. All he had no problem with. The Asham bothered him. Why? The lo asi la achar misa, because an asham can't be brought after misa, and ola can. So ola didn't have a kasha, because the comparison to misa and lo lishma, that was okay for Rish Lakish. The problem was asham.
V'nasim b'lei Talmudah, v'ozi tzifasecha. What did Rosh Lakish come up with? What was his answer? It's a pasuk. That was Rosh Lakish's big answer. Ema, says all these people speaking, Abaye or Zera, they're all sitting around, they're all shmuzing, that they all say, wait a minute. Ema, haba b'neder u'nadaba laisi v'lo lirti. That maybe that's only true by a neder and a nadaba. If there's a mishap by a neder and a nadaba, then it could be brought and it doesn't do retort. Asham lo laisi klal. Maybe Asham shouldn't be brought at all. The pasuk is said, neder nadaba. It doesn't say all karbanos. It only specifies neder. So only by a neder and a nadaba, if this mistake happens, it's okay. But if it's an asham, it's not okay. Right? Amalu Abaya. So Abaya explains for Rish Lakish, mehacha patach, because he started off learning like this. Rishachat oso l'chata. I'm sorry, osa l'chata. Osa l'shma k'sheira. Only a chata. If it's l'shma, it's kosher. Shalo l'shma, psula. If it's not l'shma, it's pasul. What about Pesach? Pesach is another one. We'll get to that. Not today. Hashar kachim, but every other carbon. Shalo l'shma k'sheirin. Right? Every other carbon is kosher. Every other carbon said it's okay. Yachal yirtu. I would think it should also work. Talmud lomar matzah tzifasecha. In other words, even though that pasuk is only talking about neder and nedava, that's abaya, we're going to expand it to every other carbon too. Why? Because every other carbon that's not a chatas, right? Says the Gemara. You hear that? So all we did was just expand it. That the pasuk, the same pasuk, teaches me that yeah, every carbon is also good. It's not in Bitoyan? Right, so it doesn't do anything for the Baal. Oh, that's the Gemara's next question. The aim of maybe. Habab and Nedav and Adava. If it's a mistake, it's between a Nedav and Adava. Lightly. Bring it up there. Don't make a Bitoyan on the Mizbeah. Like, don't make a Bitoyan. But below Lirti. But it doesn't work. Asham. Maybe in Asham, Eretsuye Nami Lirti. Maybe Asham even works. That's your question, right? Maybe the Asham even works. I bring an Asham by mistake. I have the wrong guy or the wrong whatever. Not only is it okay, it even works. When do I have to bring another one? That's only by neder and nedava. Any other mistake, it even works. We're going to reject it. Amrabaya, no. Bisham demirtzi lo mirtzi. You can't say that. You can't say that. You know why? Amarta kal v'chomer me'ola. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma'ola. Just like an ola. She'en a mitzkaperes. An ola doesn't do any kapara. Although on the base we're going to say not like that. But an ola has nothing like kapara. Ain't a marate. It doesn't work. Right? So Asham Shem Mechaper. And Asham actually does do a kapara. Ain't no din, she ain't a marate. Of course the Asham doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work. Well, the Kashi was from Nedir. Maybe the Pasuk specifies Nedir. So Nedir Nedav doesn't work. Pasuk said. But maybe everything else does work. So the Gemara says, maybe an Asham works. Impossible. It doesn't work for an Ola. How can it work for an Asham? So you might say, well, you know why it doesn't work for an Ola? Because Ola has chumrus. Mala Ola, Shekin Kalil. What about an Ola, which is completely burnt? That's why it doesn't work. So it's a chumrus by an Ola. So you might say, well, Shlomim Yochiyu. Why, Ma Shlomim Shekin to Unan Nesachim? I'm sorry, Shlomim Yochiyach. A Shlomim will prove, because a Shlomim doesn't have that din, and it still doesn't work. So you might say, well, you know why it doesn't work by Shlomim? Ma Shlomim Shekin to Unan Nesachim, Tunu Betchaz of Ishaw. But you know why a Shlomim wouldn't work either? Has other chumrus. What chumrus? Waving, Nesachim. So the Gemara says, Ola Tochiyah. Ola doesn't have that. Because of Radin. And it goes back and forth. It's the Mamatinu. Lo Rizek, Rizek, Lo Rizek, Rizek. Hatzad HaShava Shebe. It's Hatzad HaShava. I'm sorry, it's Hatzad HaShava. What's Hatzad HaShava Shebe? Shein Kachim. They're Kachim. Beshachtan, Shalol Lashman, Sheirin. That was okay. But the Ein Marat, it doesn't work. Apani Avi Asham. I'll say the same thing about an Asham. Shu Kodesh, Bishak is Kodesh, Bishak is Shalol Shema, and it's Shek Shalol Shema, Kosher, it's Kosher. The Einim Arata doesn't work. Tavachom, it doesn't work. Because, you know, wait a minute, Malat Ava Shavu Shabahan, Shikin Yesh Nubit Tzibur, but maybe, the reason why we're so machmir by an Asham and an Ola is because there's such a thing as Karbanos Tzibur, right? You can, there's an Ola Tzibur and a Shalmei Tzibur. That's why such a Chumrah. What about a carbon yachid, which is not such a chumrah like that? So the Gemara says, Toda tochiyach. The Toda will disprove that. Why? Ma la Toda. Why? Because a Toda is a carbon yachid. it's carbon yachid. The guy crossed the desert. He brings a carbon toda, right? And it doesn't work if it's shalol lishma. Same thing by Asham. So the Gemara says, look, you know why your toda doesn't work? Malo toda shekin to una lechem. So his toda so machmi, you have to bring 40 loaves of bread also. So the Gemara says, ola ushlam yochichu. Ola and ashlama will disprove that. Because they're a din, and we have the same amount of tadashava. Mal, lo rizek, rizek, lo rizek, rizek. Each one of them is a chumrah. But putting them all together, a tadashava shebehen, shehen kachim, b'shachtan shalol ashman, kasher, b'ein amarata, afani avi asham, al tehtani man asham, shu kodesh, b'shachto, shalol ashmo, kasher, b'ein amarata. Okay, one more try. Wait a minute. Mal, a tadashava shebehen, shehen bo'en b'neder u'b'nedava, which I believe was your question. Wait a minute. All these three can be brought for a neder or an adava. You can bring a shola, shlamim, or a toda for a neder or an adava. What about an asham, which cannot be brought as a neder or an adava? So you're right. Elam Arava, it says in the Torah like this. It says, Zos HaTorah, ... la'ola, la'mincha, la'chatas, la'asham, la'milum, la'zevach ha'shlamim. Hekishu ha'kasav l'shlamim. Everything's compared to a shlamim. Ma shlamim shehem kachim the shachtan shol shman sheirin full good, but the ain maratzin it doesn't work. Afani avi asham I'll throw in an asham also shehu kodesh that is kodesh and it doesn't work and that's why an asham doesn't work. It's a hekish and as Rashi points out, you can't have the kasha on a hekish. Okay. Now, ask this question: the Gemara can it? Can it? A logical question. Like you can't do by a kavachomer. You can't. It's a logical question. Because it's just a hekesh. However, my chazit the ikshit l'shlamim, why are we comparing it to a shlamim? Ikish l'chata, compared to a chata. And if you compare it to a chata, it can't stay up there at all. The Gemara says, Hamir Rachmana Osa, because the Torah already said, Osa, only a chata has to come off. Nothing else has to come off. So we compare it to a shlamim, and therefore that's how you know that an asham, which is brought, shlo l'shma, whatever, it's okay, but it doesn't do anything for the owner. Okay? Good? Now, simon hagar hanash b'shar, which are the initials of the upcoming Amaroi. Hagash? Okay. Simon, no, it's hanash. Hanash b'shar. Uh-huh. Oh, some have different gears, so. Big gimel. Okay. Can't be a gimel. Really? Well, because it's for Rav Nachman. There's no gimel in the word Nachman. Okay, whatever. Yosef Rav Huna Rav Nachman V'yosef Rav Sheshet Kabayu V'yosef V'kamri. Again, sitting around in the base of marriage, it's the same like this. Kasha Leila Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish had a kasha. What was Rish Lakish's kasha? His kasha was, what kind of half a carpet is it? It could be broad, but it doesn't work. What kind of carpet is that? Again, by an Ola, Rish Lakish didn't have a kasha. His only kasha was by an Asha. Asham cannot be brought after Mita. Right? What kind of kasha is it? What kind of carbon? What kind of idea is this? Asham delo asilach amita. Right? An Asham can't be brought after Mita. So how can it be brought at all? And what was his answer? The answer was it's a pasuk. Says these Amarayim, lema leber belazer. You know what belazer could have answered? Rish Lakish? Listen to this. Asham nami asilach amita. An Asham can also be brought after Mita. Look at Rashi. Asham nami. Where am I? Asham nami. Asham lo nebo. No. No, there is no Rashi. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's way up on top. Lemele. It's like the third line on top over there. Way up on top of Rashi. Lemele belazer asham nami asi lachamisi. See it? Right. Third line of Rashi. Sha'asa asham, in asham. Shemesu baila. Then owner died. So what happens when an owner dies by an asham? Roeh. You let it graze until it gets a mum. And then when it gets a mum, the dam of noflin, lekayit hamizbeah. The money is used to purchase an animal. Kayit means dessert. Because it's related to the word cake at the end. It's dessert. In other words, when the mizbeah has nothing to do, we'll bring karbanos and we the mizbeach should be busy. It was a shavah to the mizbeach that it should never be idle. No, a shlamim, just Ashlamim. So what do you mean? So here you see what happened. What happened? The Reuben died. Reuben designated an Ashram, he died. So we do that Ashram. We let it get a mum. We let it get a mum. And then we bring it as a carbon. So what do you see? We're bringing an Ashram, Acharam Isa. I think the Chazanish asked, it's not an Ashram anymore. It's not an Ashram anymore. What's it called now? Ola, Ashlamim, whatever it is. So you see, it's still a Shemet of an Ashram, even though it's not an Ashram anymore. In other words, it retains its status as an Ashram, even though it's not an Ashram now. Why is it not an Ashram? Because the guy died. The animal got a mum. We took that, we sold that animal to the butcher shop, we took the money, we bought a brand new animal. And says Rabbi Elazar, says these Amoraim, that's what he should have been to the Shlokesh. What do you have it after Misa? Ashram got a mum. The guy died. Ashram got a mum. He took the money, he sold it to the butcher. He took the money, he bought a new carpet. And now he's bringing that carpet. So what do you see? Ashram's after Misa? This is a different animal. What do you see? It retains its status a little bit. Enough for this question to be asked. It retains its status a little bit. You hear? Amalah Roshay says, Ashram Lamai Karo. How is this Ashram being brought? Lamosaro? With the extra money? So what? Chatas nami mikarav karvim mosara. You can even do the same thing with a chata. Now a chata, you can't do this if the person dies. Because halacha by a chata is, if a person dies, the guy designates the chata and dies, the chata does not get a mum. The chata is killed. The only way you can have extra money from a chata is if a guy designates two chatas. Why? What? And then why did I designate two? Because he's a little bit of an anal guy. He wants to make sure that one of them is going to work out. So, and it turns out the first one's okay. So an extra chatas here. That chatas gets him up. The guy didn't die. So why? He designated two as security. You don't need two. You only need one. What do you do with the other one? You let it get him up. Take the money. Sell it to a butcher. Take the money. And with that money, you buy another animal. So the same idea by a chatas too. And we know that a chatas din is, it comes off. Don't tell me that an Ashram really is allowed after Achar Misa. Same thing by a chatas. A chatas is not true. That was a nice try, but it's not true. Okay? So chatas nami mikrav karv mosara, right? So the Gemara says, chatas afa, let me explain it, afa gafti karva mosara, true. Even though you could do that, mirachmana, who? The Torah said, who? That meaning, who? Only when a chatas is brought into the din of a chatas. When the second chatas is going to be sold and its money is going to be used for another carbon, that's not a chatas. So now this is the case. The guy didn't die. The guy died, the chatas doesn't go to pasture. It gets killed. So the second one, the guy didn't die. He designated two. One they brought, the other one, you let it get a mum. You can't bring it as a chatas. It's already been brought as a chatas. What do you do with it? You let it get a mum, and you take that money, and you sell it, take the money, and buy an ola, buy a shalom for the mizbeach. Right? So that's what you do. So what do you see? That, most of chatas also work. The question doesn't work. It doesn't work as a chatas. Why? Because there's a mir that says who. So the Gemara says, Ha'asham nami ksiv behu. But Asham also says the word who. The Gemara says, yeah, but that who is ha'hu la'achar taras and murim who ksiv. That's after the animal's already brought. That can't be a riot to teach me that the animal brought beforehand is a problem. So the Gemara says, Kitatanya, Abel Asham lo nemar bo hu, el achar taras and murim. The who is only mentioned afterwards. So the Gemara says, v'hu atmo im lo tiru imurim kasher. What does that mean? And therefore, and if there's a mistake done at that stage, that's fine. That's for sure fine. So back to our question. The question is, so that's the answer. We wanted to tell me that there's such an idea of asham after mita. How? By moser asham, that's not an asham, just like it's not a chatos. Why? It's just not. Now, but we didn't use the word who. Now the Gemara says, Ella ho hu lamali. What do we do with that who? What is the word the me of who by Asham come to teach me? It can't teach me that it can't be brought, because that's too late in the game. at that point, if there's a mistake made, it can be brought. After the Emurim, it's too late. What does the Hu teach me? Because Rav Huna Amarav, the Rav Huna Amarav, Asham Shinitek Liria, if an Asham is going out to pasture, for whatever reason, there's a problem, and the Asham is going out to pasture, it's not going to be brought. B'shachto Stam, and it's Shechto Stam, Kosher. That's okay. Now, what does that mean? Nitek in. All that's only true if it was designated already to go to the pasture. It was ready to give it to the shepherd. You take this animal, you can't give it a mum. You're not allowed to give an animal a mum. That you can't do. Let it get a mum. Go to the rock. Let it raise it a rock. Let it get a, you can't do it for your diet. Let it get a mum. Lonely take love. But if you haven't given it over yet, no. My time of why? Amar kra hu vaviosa yehe. In other words, it's still called an asham until you hand it over to the roe, to the shepherd. Even though it's in my backyard, the shepherd lives down in the other city, I'm going to schlep it over there, it didn't go yet, it didn't have a chance. It's still called an asham. I can't be brought, it still is a din of an asham. Once I give it to the shepherd, everything changes. Okay. Now, Yosef, Rav Nachman, Rav Shesha, Yosef, Rav Adza, Rav Asa, Gabayo, Yosef, Rekamri, Hadzikamar, Rav Elazar, Maksina, Bar, Lachamit, Hashem, Sherev, Emiratin, what Rabbi Eliezer answer Rish Lakish? Well, we have such a model where a carpet can be brought and it doesn't do anything. Where's that? By your leather. Right? Leimalei Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish should have answered back. God, what do you mean by your leather? Hani, Nami, Laisu, Filitsu. That works. That should work. Amalahu Lahan Rabadar Mamasna. Your leather. Inhi Yolda. Oneha Mi Yoldu. Right? In other words, Rish Lakish, these Amoraim, I think, Rish Lakish should have answered back. What do you mean? If your leather brings a carbon, if your leather kids bring a carbon, it works. The Gemara says, why does that work? I'm wondering about their masna. What do you mean? Your leather in Hiyalda, Boneha, Miyaldu? What does that work? They didn't have a baby. How could that work? Right? How could that work? Right? Right. So what do you see? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. However, it's still allowed to be brought. That was his answer. Basketball, Ravasi. Wait a minute. Uman Lamalon, who told you? The Iika Kama Ase Gabaihu Lo Miskavra. Who told you? We know, Rashi's going to say in a minute, we know that an Ola is brought for two things. It's brought for someone didn't do an assay. Okay? And it's also brought for a lav shenitek la'assay. But you didn't do the assay. There's a malchus for that. So, for example, if someone didn't put on tefillin. Oh, didn't he put on tefillin? I know, he didn't want to put on tefillin. He has karot about that. He feels terrible. What does he do? He brings a carbon over. Let's say somebody stole, and he didn't return the thing. He didn't return it. Or, yeah, he did a lav with an assay that fits it up. What does he do? He brings an over. Says Rav Asi like this. What did we say? We said that if the mother had a baby, the kid didn't have a baby, it's not their baby. Says Rav Asi, wait a minute. Uleman Lemala, who told you the Iika Kama Ase Gaba Lo Mishapra? Who said to you that if this mother, not only she bring an Ola for she had a baby, let's say she had various Aseis that she wanted to fix up. Who said the Ola wouldn't work for that? The Chivan the Ika Kama Ase Gabayo Mitzchafra. And let's say she did have many things that she wanted to be a kapara for. Yorsheha Nami Mitzchafri. The Yorshim should also have such a kapara. Right? In other words, the Yorshim can satisfy their Aseis from the mother is Ola. Why not? They're bringing an Ola. Someone's bringing this Ola. So that's what they're about to do. We'll split it. It'll satisfy the mother, and it'll satisfy them too. It'll pop them. All the guy, the son didn't put a fill in, and they didn't bench. All that. They didn't have a mezuzah on the door. All these things they didn't do. So they have to the cheapskate. So the mother had a baby anyway, she died. I will bring her over. and we'll get a kapara for it. Or not?
Right?
Says the Gemara. How could you say that?
Says the Gemara. By the way, so Lememra, the Kanyaluhu?
What do you mean? The Yarshim own the carbon? Somebody leave the mincha for two children, and then the person dies, kreva, it has to be brought. There's no shutzit here.
Bisal gadaitach kanyelahu,
nefesh amrachmana. It can't be a kinyan. Why? It says nefesh, not shutzit.
Think about this. Velo kanyu? Doesn't work? There's no kinyan? Amrav yochanan yechtehev alashtey banav, umeit, kreva, it's brought, vein mamrinva.
But they can't be tmur. You can't make the mistake of tmur and designate the wrong animal.
Yeah, I'm a Vishalama Kanyalu. It only makes sense if you could have a Kenyan. Hayaday Mamrinvo. Divalish Kishutfin. And Shutfin is Lo Matsinu Mamrin. Eli Amrit Lo Kanyalu. But if there can't be a Kenyan, Amrunami Limru, why can't they do Tmura? Like Marsha Shiny Hassam, Damar Kra, Imhamr Yamr Larabat Hesayoresh, Echad Mamir, Ve'en Shnayim Mamrin. Only have one person do Mimer, and not two people do Mimer. That's where we'll stop. So what's the answer? The answer is?
What's the answer? That's an exception. Tumura is an exception.
Okay? Fine.
So what do you see? That it's possible for such a thing for the chosen to get a kafara.
Look at the Rashi. We have 2 minutes. Look at the Rashi of Man Lema Di Ikakama Ase Gabai. You see the Rashi there? It's like the last Rashi before the lines get wide on Hey M D.
I know I rushed at the end, but it's not hard there at all.
Look at Rashi. Dioledes, see Dioledes, the lo mechapra, Ola sa alayhu, in the view Michael. Ola mechaperes alase, the alos ase, shenitik lase.
An ola works for an ase, and a los ase that is nitik for an ase.
Ditanya. Gabi Olaf the Dov of Taras Khanim, it says in a Braisa, it says Vinir Tzolo.
And an Ola is Vinir Tzolo. That's Taras Khanim. That means you get a kafara. For what?
Malame Shahamakom Rotolo. Some kind of kapara here. Vyama Makom Rotolo. What do you get a kapara for? Im Tomar Dvarm Shekhi Avanala Mitas Bedin. Mitsu Bede Shemayim. Kares. Malchus Arboim.
That's already taken care of. All those things that you could do wrong, we have already an out for you. They're all taken care of. Nothing left.
What's left? Ha'in ola ba el asay, the alo tasay, shenitik lasay.
The only thing left are asays, or lav shenitik lasay. Ask some of the Rabbani, even ask some of the Chumash, because I have things that we don't have a kafara for. What about a lav shemachlava? What about all these other types, strange types of things? Right?
Lav shebichlalos, or he has, what else does he have? He has, 1 second. He has,
what about mitzvah b'dei shemayim? Not kareis. Mitzvah b'dei shemayim, a different thing. Where's the kapar for that? What?
He has mitzvah b'dei shemayim? 1 minute.
What about, a chayiv mitzvah bezin without hasra. Well, no kapara for that. Interesting. Oh, there are other things on this list. Rashi jumps. It's not a Rashi. First Khanim says that's what an ola is for. Why? Out of the default. There's nothing left. That's so true. There's nothing left. But anyway, that's how we hold it. We leave it that it works for an assay, and that's how the Gemara's kasha got off the ground. And then we said we had a whole question about Kenyan, and we'll stop right over here on Bob Ahmed Aleph. Everybody have a very good day.